Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about context clue strategies, that ever-important reading skill of being able to figure out what unfamiliar words are by looking at the words around them in a sentence. And this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher, in which the author talks about some best practices around context clues and how we can teach them to students. And what I'm going to highlight is one concrete lesson that you can actually use with your students as an ongoing lesson. One way you can really assess your students' skill in context clues, and then also one overall strategy for talking about context clues. So the lesson that the author talks about is, she terms it collaborate and elaborate. And what it essentially means is you're having students come together to really work on context clues in groups. So a couple of steps, and all of this is available on the full article write-up if you download it. First, students, as they're reading in independent reading time, they're recording unfamiliar words. It's things that I just don't know what this means. They're jotting it down in their vocabulary notebook, their reading notebook, whatever form you use in your classroom for students to keep track of things as they're reading. Then, in groups, they come together and they discuss these unfamiliar words, and they try to figure out as a group, based on the context, what those words might mean. Next, when they've got some ideas, you have one student from the group be chosen to be the recorder, and they're going to be writing all this down, and students are going to start to offer up examples and non-examples of the word from when they've heard it used in their own lives. So now you're explicitly asking them, instead of just kind of guessing and talking about it, to think about any time when they've heard the word used, and then what's an example of it? And also, what's a non-example? When have they heard that word used in a different way? That's probably not what it means in this context for all those homophones and homonyms, words that mean more than one thing depending on how they're used. And then, after this, the group is going to get together and they're going to now decide. They're going to say, I think that this word means this. You know, this is what I think the word enormous, we've decided we think that it means really large, really big. And then they go ahead and they need to check that. They can check that either with a dictionary, they can check that with the teacher, with an aide, but with some sort of reputable source, they need to go check to see if they're right. And that's it. Then you just repeat. Again, students keep collecting unfamiliar words. They come together in the groups. They discuss it. They use the examples and non-examples from their lives. They finally decide on a definition, and they check. And they keep going like this as a class structure. The reason this works is you're really helping students with their peers get practice with the use of context clues, with thinking about different sources of information, and because it's very peer-led, there's a lot more chance for students to really wrestle with it themselves. So that's one structure and lesson that you can use. The author also talks about how you can assess, how do you know how well your students are doing with context clues in the absence of a formal quiz or test? And she says, really think about how often are students using tendencies that are associated with context clues? Would you say they do it never, rarely, sometimes, often, always? And ask yourself questions like, how often are my students predicting and verifying unfamiliar words by using context? How often are they using their background knowledge to think about unfamiliar word meanings? And you can figure this out by asking them, you know, as you're doing your mini conferences or going around as students are reading, be like, show me a word you didn't know. What do you think it means? How did you figure it out? You can sort of start to get a sense of how often are your students using these strategies, and that'll help you make a decision as a teacher if you need to really up the level of practice they're doing or what needs to happen next. And lastly, the author talks about this idea of thinking about teacher talk around context clues and being very strategic and deliberate about how you're prompting students to use context clues. So instead of just saying, use your context clues, you know, or did you use your context clues here, what are you actually saying that's going to bring out in students and the practice that you want them to be doing? And so, for example, she gives the example of using the phrase, try the meaning that you think this word is in the sentence and see if it makes sense. So if you think that enormous means really big, replace enormous with really big and say, you know, that tree was really big. That tree was enormous. Does this make sense? Sure, it does. So that's probably right. You know, you can ask students, look at this sentence. What does this sentence tell you about the word enormous? all sorts of teacher talk, which is going to really get students thinking the way you want them to think, but you need to plan it ahead of time. Really be thinking about what is the teacher you're going to be saying to elicit the thought and response that you want from your students. And so these are three best practices around context clues. There's plenty more in that article, and there's plenty more on that full article write-up if you want to be able to reference it. And thanks for watching, and happy teaching.